This is Greg Kimball reporting from Media Man Australia. We're speaking to Barbara Rush. Barbara is an international correspondent, originally from Germany, now in Australia. Welcome to the program, Barbara.
Hello, Greg.
So, I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine,
thanks. That's good. Now, Barbara, we're in touch thanks to my news media website, Media Man Australia. I'm interested to find out what's your views on news media websites and how do you utilise the internet on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, I'm using the internet really on a daily basis. I can say it has a lot with every research I'm doing. I'm using like media search engines and with the help of some of these engines, I would support your media website and thanks very much. And got in touch with you and really appreciated the help and support that
well, thank you for that. And I guess collectively we've been on a mad hunt, so to speak, of the WWE's Nathan Jones, and it's proving challenging to track down. Would you not agree? Yes, I've heard stories from his peak, and I think he got seriously injured, but the jury is still out as to his status, but the WWE definitely will be in Australia. The wrestling is a huge hit in Australia, as it is in most parts of the world. So, Barbara, tell me, how did you first get your start in the media business?
I don't think it started really by touch, you know, I studied journalism or communication in Germany together with English and art history. Then I did a term in the US at the University of California, Los Angeles. And then always did internships at newspapers and radio stations and TV stations and basically liked television most. And stuck to it and started working for different TV stations in Germany. And finally came over to
say you
to start
my record for
correspondent.
Wonderful. Now, you're seen quite regularly on, is it ISA in Germany?
What's
your name? ISA or ISA, but one of the TV stations in Germany?
It's not ISA, not TV stations, I mean.
Oh, what?
Basically, two TV stations called ARD and ZDF.
Okay.
And it's got a couple of private stations that are called Pro 7, KV1, RTL, RTL2, Vox, that are the main ones.
Okay, but how many TV stations are there in Germany?
20. We've got much more TV stations than you have in Australia. We've got the main two state TV stations, and one of them basically burst up out of several little TV stations that operate in the different states in Germany.
Okay.
And then we've got like, I don't know, up to 10 or more private stations.
Wow.
Struggling and fighting against each other.
Sounds like you, but on a larger scale. Recently went to the Australian Media Forum and put a couple of questions to the head job, Foxtel chief over there, Ken Williams. So Barbara, tell me, what are some of the main differences in the media business, and particularly the TV news and media business in Germany and other parts of the Eastern European nations, as opposed to, say, the United States and Australia?
There are more differences, as you might think of. I think in Australia,
generally in the TV medium as opposed to other forms of media?
I think it's the challenge of putting together voice and picture and, you know, words
Yeah, wonderful. I find the TV, it's like a complex puzzle. You do the story and then you've got to edit all the different images down and finally you end up with a completed piece a number of dollars later.
Complicated process.
Yes. What would you say are some of the most interesting assignments that you've had a big part in over the years? Our listeners will be very happy to hear that. Now, you've covered a number of different stories in your career. Have you ever been involved on any assignments which you could call a little bit dangerous? Black widows, spiders and black snakes and scorpions and you name it out there. It could be quite... Yeah, but can be quite harsh, the Australian outback. Now, how would you describe your journalistic approach? Yes, I always try to do that as well, see it from all angles to get a greater understanding of what it's all about. Now, what would you say some tips would be for those looking to become successful in the media business based on your experience? When you make contact, I thought, okay, well, let's stay in touch because, I mean, there's a big world out there and you never know if we can help out each other in some fashion and you have helped me out with this interview alone. And it was interesting what you said about the study. I recently completed the news media and journalism at Peterson Tate and fortunately I've got a couple of distinctions in funny that radio presentation and news media website design, but I didn't know what happened to the TV. I passed it, but I don't know, I guess that's education, but when you get into the real world, it's a little bit different too, but it's still good grounding nonetheless.
Yes.
All right, well, so what are you going to be doing in Australia while you're here?
I'm doing a few more stories.
probably be a chance to do some writing.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not very used to writing. I'm doing a lot of producer jobs at the moment. That means I'm bringing over a lot of German directors for bigger documentaries and trying to help them organize things here in Australia. And that will be my main task for the next couple of months, I guess.
Yeah, Australians love documentaries, as does the world. There's just something about them, and documentaries are just great education and entertaining at the same time.
And Australia is always a big interest for European countries, and it is so different and so far away, it has that feeling of excitement and something really special that people appreciate very much.
Right, and I think that we've always found there's been a little bit of mystery, if you like, in Germany and the Eastern European nations. Anyway, once again, thank you. Do enjoy the rest of your stay in Australia.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
My pleasure. I look forward to speaking to you again shortly.
Yes.
Great.
Too.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.